boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Every time I have to walk out the doors today, I am worried my eyelashes are going to be just flapping in the wind. Sayonara, see you later, eyelashes.
Today's the day you fly.
It is. If your parents ever said, I'll give you $100 the day Destiny flies, today is the day.
Today is the day.
Because it's going to happen. No, I had to help you get something out of your car earlier, and I literally had to yell at you. I'm like, I think my eyelashes are coming off. It's so windy out there.
It's not, I'm sorry, it's not false lash weather.
No.
It's not hair down
no.
type weather. It's horrible. The wind is brutal. It was horrible all night.
I was. I got zero sleep from it. I think I woke up around 3:45 in the morning, 3:30, because of the wind. It was like, it sounded like
somebody's grampy.
A screamo concert.
Oh. We had two different winds at our houses.
Mine was screamo. What was yours?
Like your grandpa getting off his recliner.
Oh, no, mine, I swear to God, was a screamo concert. One I've always wanted to be at, apparently.
Okay.
So I woke up around 3:30, 3:45 to the screamo concert, which was the wind. And I couldn't fall asleep till past 5 in the morning. And I think the reason why is I have a horrible anxiety. And so it's not because I'm like, oh, the house is going to blow away. Because even though I swear to God,
it was shaking
and it felt like it was going to. I start thinking about everything that's outside. I'm like, well, could our car blow away?
Yeah.
And then I don't know why I always think back to my childhood, because I was the kid that would leave all my toys on the front lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to my parents. But I'm always like, oh, do I have any toys on the front lawn? I'm like, dude, you're 30 years old. You have no toys on the front lawn.
My Little Pony is not out there. I had the same issue. I also thought about that. I was like, oh my gosh, is my outdoor furniture going to blow away?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea. I also had the screamo concert in my bedroom, but
yeah.
We have a window that clearly is not like sealed well. We rent. Okay. I'm not putting the money into that.
No.
So we got some window tape this winter. Last night was the test to prove it doesn't work because it sounded like a teapot.
You better leave a horrible review.
I should, because I had the whooshing of the wind and a of the wind just seeping into my bedroom. Horrible.
I always love when you go to a product you're thinking about buying, but you watch the videos of people's reviews. I need to do a review of, like, this is what it sounds like and eat like a screamo concert at my house. Please enjoy this tape not working.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 1.2 star out of 5. You know when you had to have like an intervention with your cat, Fat Mochi?
Oh, yes.
Because that's, you know, his name, Fat Mochi. He's a big boy.
He's big, big, big boy.
I might be having that with my boy Romeo.
Is he Fat Romeo?
He might be Fat Romeo. That's also his rap name.
Up next, Fat Romeo.
Fat Romeo. Yeah. I mean, he's a big boy, and I've been knowing that. But apparently last night, my boyfriend Curly's brother, who lives downstairs in our, like, townhome, there's a cat tower down there, which Romeo really likes to lay on. And there's a hammock part of it. Apparently he was laying in it. He comes up this morning and he goes, did you hear a crash at about 2 a.m.? I said, you know what? In fact, I didn't. The wind was actually...
She was listening to a screamo concert
in
the bedroom.
Yeah, that was taking up more of my brain space. What happened? And he goes, well, I came out and Romeo was in his hammock. And then I turn around to go back to bed and the hammock fell over.
Oh.
It was a little side heavy. I'm like, okay,
my guy.
First of all, that's my son you're talking about. How dare you say that it's a side nubby? And now I'm kind of like, well, it might be about time that we put my boy on a diet because his tower's falling over. I know.
Well,
I can't.
The day I knew, honestly, I think it was the same thing that I knew Fat Mochi needed to go on a diet was the day he also knocked over his tower as well. And now he doesn't go to the top because he's learned his lesson. He just can't.
He's scared. Oh, God.
He's scared. But good luck with the diet, because he beats the crap out of Luna if we try to resist or do a little bit less food or go on a diet at all. So Romeo might be beating the crap out of Luna to lose.
Well, he already
it's
does
not
that.
Funny.
So that's not.
Did you say he already does?
Yes. And you think that'd be his exercise. It's not working. We got to do more for him.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So I finally got into the new Netflix dating show that has been making waves. I started the first episode last night, which I don't think I've talked. You know, I always am telling you about the stupid stuff that I'm watching.
But love is blind. Blind is love. I don't know.
Love Island.
You're watching everything about love for someone who hates love.
I just love trashy reality TV. So I've seen people talking about this new Netflix one because it is, of course, a strange concept. Very much Love is Blind type format, but not Love is Blind. It's called Age of Attraction. So they get to see each other, the contestants, and the contestants are from all different walks of life. And the only thing they can't ask other daters is, how old are you? That being said, it's saying that age doesn't matter. No, there's certain people on the show that I'm sure are going into it being like, I'm looking for an older man. And then maybe they don't date as old as they anticipated or vice versa.
Uh-huh.
So they go through the show and they date. And it sounded like they get to meet each other's family. And then at the end of the show, you know, like Love is Blind, they go to the altar and they
and
say,
they go, I'm 45. And they're like, yes, I'm 21.
And then you can decide,
oh God,
it doesn't matter to me. I love you for who you are. Or they can decide.
Can you imagine if they were like, dude, actually, you're too old.
Dude, you are ancient. They can do that.
No, that's so. Oh, God, that offends me so much. I don't want to be on this show. I don't. I mean, I'm not going to be offended watching. I mean, like, I couldn't be the person because I would get offended if you told me I was old.
I couldn't do it either because I would be like, do people think that I'm immature? Like, what am I giving? Because they ask questions that kind of give ideas.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, like, could you ask questions that gives you a hint towards their age?
Without saying,
how old are you, Taylor?
Right. Yeah, I feel like, I only watched the first episode last night, but I could tell people were kind of
tiptoeing,
getting intel, being like, oh, what kind of music do you like? And this guy said some band from the 80s. Okay, well, that has to be something that gives an idea. Or another guy was talking to a younger looking girl and is like, are you a Swiftie? And she's like, yeah, oh my God, totally. And then you can kind of tell she's obviously on the younger end.
See, I would do that to figure out their age, but I think you could use like things that have happened in our history to like really pinpoint how old they are. For instance, I don't know, where were you when Michael Jackson died?
Ah.
Or how much did Michael Jackson's death affect
you?
Do you remember it? Mm-hmm. Because I remember it, but it's so fate because I was so young when Michael Jackson passed. So you could use that as an example. You could use, I don't know, all sorts of things that have happened in our history.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where were you when the derecho hit?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because depending on where that is, I was still in college. Well, that helps you narrow down their age as well. I mean, obviously, they might not have a derecho because they're...
Well, yeah, they're going to be like, what's a derecho?
Just an Iowa thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't understand.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
We've all heard the saying, try before you buy it, right?
Of course.
But last night, I was really hearing a set of girls right next to me at Home Goods trying before they buy it.
That sounds like glorious.
They were acting out the scenario of how they would use the product. So what they were doing was they were wanting to buy a new hamper. Apparently only one girl wanted to. And the other girl's like, I need you to act like you're mad and you need to do the laundry. So I need you to slam it down like you're mad. You know, like sometimes you get like, oh, I just need to do the laundry right now. And you would slam the hamper down.
Like if there's a lid on it?
Or something. Or slam the whole basket down.
Oh.
And so I'm hearing them 2 aisles over. Oh, well, I just have to do the laundry right now. And she was slamming each laundry basket down. And she's like, well, that one didn't add a good enough effect. Let's do this one. And so then they picked out a different one. And they were just trying to figure out which hamper would add a dramatic effect if she needed to do the laundry and she was mad about it. And I was like, you know what? I love this.
Mm-hmm.
That you were thinking about that before you spent the money on hampers that are stupid expensive.
True.
You hate this. Why do you
hate
this?
Well, that's not at all. I thought when you were saying try before you buy, I thought you were going to say they like started undressing and started testing out the hamper for what it's meant for.
Well, can I make a shot of my t-shirt into the hamper?
And the sports bra next.
Not going to lie. Our April Fool's Day prank hasn't been going as planned as it should be. Good thing we started planning a month in advance. But our April Fool's Day prank with those girls in the afternoon is that we want to try to get on all four stations in this company on one day, which would be April Fool's Day.
And we've had some bumps in the road and we're like, well, back and forth, is it gonna happen, is it possible, blah blah blah. And we've had some really helpful listeners chiming in saying, okay, if that doesn't work out, here's another idea.
Uh-huh. And it was one, like, maybe you should send lyrics of songs to your coworkers in email, and that's the only way you respond. And then Alex has also chimed in. What April Fool's Day prank have you done and that maybe we should give a shot?
Time to suggest a prank. I have done this myself. I sent a not safe for work photo to my husband, and then I convinced him that he had accidentally posted it to his social media.
Oh my god. That's a nightmare. Did he have an absolute heart attack?
Yeah. So, like, I prepped this for weeks, and I posted a Facebook post, blocked him from it, and I asked for everyone to help, and had a designated time that they should start sending him messages, like, that were saying things like, oh my gosh, did you mean to post that on Facebook? Or you should probably take that down. And one of his friends reached out to him and he started asking questions because I am a prankster. And so she started messaging me on a different platform and was like, can you give me any details so that I can keep this going? And I was like, sure, here you go. And it was a whole thing. It was priceless.
How long did it go for? Like, how many hours?
Probably 3 hours. He was at work. He was at work hosting a meeting. And then he called me and he's like, I know this is you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm getting the kids ready for school. I don't have time for stuff today. And it was a whole thing.
Oh my God. That is like evil genius level.
You bought him dinner later, right?
Oh, absolutely. Of course I did.
A couple minutes ago, I was telling you that I was at the store last night and I was watching and listening to some girls trying before they buy a laundry basket. What they were doing was that they were slamming it down and acting like they were mad about having to do laundry. So they'd slam the basket down and they'd be like, oh, I just need to do laundry right now. Mm-hmm. And they were just testing out which laundry basket had more of a dramatic effect mm-hmm. when you slam it down. I thought it was really funny that they were doing that at the store. And now I want to know if you do anything like that. I've never done anything at the store, but before we ever name a pet, because you know we got a zoo at home, we always practice yelling their name. Not like we're mad, but more like they're upstairs and we're downstairs, so we'll be like, Pepperoni!
Yeah.
Because that was a possible name, and we realized yelling Pepperoni didn't sound great, mm-hmm. so we didn't like that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you ever try it before you buy it.
Something I would say I have done and I would totally do again, kind of like those girls at Home Goods, would be shopping for luggage. You need to do it irritated. You know what I'm saying? If you're getting a suitcase, I need to cosplay that I'm sweaty, that I don't know where I'm going, that I'm also talking on the phone. Maybe
and
I have a kid with me.
And you're running to your terminal?
Yeah. So if I'm running through TJ Maxx, it's because I'm trying out my suitcase.
Have you ever seen a crazy girl running?
I think you should. Because can it keep up with your speed or not?
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
This wind is horrible.
I don't want to be dramatic, but I feel like it's very windy. I don't know how to describe it more than it's blowing more than I feel like normal. I don't know.
Oh, it is.
Obviously, duh. That was a dumb statement. You know what I mean? Like,
well, yes, there's like a high wind warning, I do believe.
I just meant like than a normal windy day, okay? Okay, never mind.
Yes.
The more I say, the more I feel.
Well, you sent me a screenshot of a Facebook page saying that there's been up to 69 mile per hour wind gusts around eastern Iowa. This says Mason City, Waterloo, and Anamosa. However, for somebody that's so scared about being scammed,
I had
to ask you. I'm like, I don't know if this is a reputable source. So I need to do a little bit of research because you can't believe everything on Facebook. There's a lot of people who like to fearmonger with biggest storm ever.
Oh my God. It's like every 2 days, I swear, I see that we're going to have a snowstorm of some sort. And I'm like, it's 70 degrees out. What are you talking about? Because all these people are faking to be meteorologists.
What a weird hobby, by the way.
Since when is that a new hobby? Or they're faking to be a news channel. And,
yeah.
And then everybody else is sharing it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, they might have a check mark, but that doesn't mean they're reliable.
Right.
You know?
So I went to our girl.
Iowa News Now. Tell me you went there.
Rebecca Kopelman.
That's our girl.
If I trust anybody.
It's Rebecca Kopelman.
It's Rebecca. She knows what's going on.
That's why she's chief meteorologist over there.
Well, I hate to.
Uh-oh.
She is saying some snow. A high impact winter storm is headed our way this weekend. With all this wind, it's going to blow in some snow. So I know you just said that they always said there's snow coming.
This is our girl saying it's actually going to happen.
Yeah.
See, I trust our girl.
I'd like to find a Facebook page that just tells me what I want to hear, which is like, you're going to wake up and it's summer tomorrow.
Even though it's not.
Well, yeah. And then I'll go to Rebecca and be like, okay, this is reality.
No, you won't. You're just going to be like, I just want to keep living in this great little world. Well, I'm going to go to Rebecca Kopelman for the facts every time.
You didn't today.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the weather this weekend, right? We just were 2 seconds ago, but how our good friend Rebecca Kopelman and Eyewood News Now is talking about snow.
Yeah.
This weekend, which means we're probably not going to get to go outside, to be honest with you, a whole lot other than if you're snowing or snow, if you're shoveling, right?
Not my job.
What else are we going to do? Because we're going to get bored. My first instinct is to immediately get my phone out, and now I'm going to doom scroll my entire Sunday on TikTok. But I've noticed the more that I've been doing this over the last couple months, the more that I've noticed it seriously takes a toll on my mental health. Mm. Like, I don't know if it's because you watch videos and you start to compare yourself to other people, or if it's seriously just staring at your phone for 8 hours. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you and I have really liked to get away from our phones more and more and trying what a lot of people are calling analog activities.
Yes, we've been like making conscious efforts to unplug from our phones and do something in the real world, whether mm-hmm. that's coloring for me, I've been really into. You've been into cross stitching for quite some time, but it could be as simple as trying a new recipe in the kitchen, or I don't know, picking up a new craft. I would say going outside, but not this weekend. Shoveling. We'll count shoveling.
That's away from your phone. It totally counts.
We want you to unplug with those girls and make a conscious effort to do something off of your phone. We made this cute little chart. It's kind of like an adult sticker chart. It's an adult potty training chart.
I loved those things.
Right?
Oh my God.
You get to fill in. You get to color in a little circle for every hour you spend off your phone.
If you want to get the chart because you haven't gotten it yet in our Zmail, you haven't subscribed, you should subscribe next or now so that you can get next month as well. But you can quickly download it from KZIA.com, or if you're on Facebook scrolling, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
We also have it on our Z102.9 Facebook page where you can download it, and then you can start filling in the bubbles. And at the end of the month, we're going to show you how well we did, and we want to see how well you did just stepping away from your phone.
It's going to feel good. We're all taking the challenge together. So unplug with those girls. Get started now at KZIA.com.
Or the Freezy 102.9 app. But this is a perfect weekend because, I don't know, it's going to be snowing. Don't be doom scrolling.
At least a little less. How about that?
Compromise.
Yeah. Let me tell you what ground my gears.
Ground?
It grinded, groaned.
Did you say ground?
Ground my gears.
What?
I thought
it was grind my gears. When is it ground, my gears?
It ground. It was last night. I'm using the past tense. Whatever.
We do that?
I don't think so. I just made it up, okay?
She's like, move along,
idiot. Grinded, it ground, groaned my ears.
Move along, idiot. Let me get to my topic here.
What upset me last night? Okay.
Because she was grounding.
I ordered some new coffee syrups, okay? Because I'm in my barista era since Christmas, getting an espresso machine. You too went in on this order because we're cheap and like to split shipping. Okay.
We do.
We found this company and we're like, oh my gosh, we should try these coffee syrups.
It was a small business. We were like, heck yeah, let's do it.
Yes. They had cool, like unique flavors, not just vanilla or not just hazelnut. So we placed an order last week, and my boyfriend Curly let me know that it had arrived last night. I'm like, oh my gosh, yay, I can't wait. There's so many fun things that I got. I got cheesecake, I got brown butter, I got a cupcake flavor, I got a cake batter flavor, all of these for my coffee syrups, okay? So I was so excited to go home last night. Sorry to rub it in your face. You still haven't gotten to use yours yet.
I will tomorrow.
And I opened the package and my boyfriend Curly is all up in my business like, oh, what'd you get? And I go through and I'm like, okay, those ones are Destiny's, but here's what I got for us. And I name everything off and he goes, oh, I don't like any of those flavors.
And I'm like, that sucks. You didn't pay for it. I don't care.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you weren't there. I didn't know I was taking four orders for you, because also he only ever makes a caramel coffee at home, at a drive-thru, if you stop at a gas station. It doesn't matter where. He's going to just choose caramel. So I'm like, I don't know why you're pouting about when none of this was for you.
I kind of had almost the same reaction from Neighbor Man, because he's the also same way, where all he drinks is caramel. And so when I told him I didn't order him one, he goes, well, all I drink is caramel. And then he's like, Well, you could have done more. You could have bought a lot more. We could have been stocked for like 2 years. Why didn't you get more? He was encouraging me to buy more, but he definitely wanted to make sure
Carmel. For himself or for you?
Well, for the both of us, but he wanted to make sure Carmel was in there. And he wish I would have bought more so that I don't have to go around and buy more in 2 months.
Well, what I've learned, if anything, we'll keep ordering and then those two boys can order it together. They're boring caramel. Box of caramels.
I hope you have some tissues because I feel like at any moment I'm going to burst in just a ball of tears because I think I'm having a minty bee. What?
What's today about?
Well, it's my orthodontics. It's their fault today. Because I feel like every time I go there, they're like, okay, well, this is the time that this is going to happen, right? And it just, we go around in circles and circles and circles. For example, last appointment I had last month, they told me, okay, when we get together on March 13th, we're going to talk about when your jaw surgery is. So I'm like, cool, this is the day. I've been looking forward to it the last 6 weeks. We're going to finally nail down the day that we're having my jaw surgery. This is going to be fun. What happened today? So, like, I think you're like 9 months out from having your whole braces being off. So we're not quite yet to jaw surgery time, but next time we'll talk about it.
Clock it. I told you so. I told you so 9 months ago or however long. How long have you had those things?
I had it since last February.
Oh, my God.
We've had them for a whole year. What? It doesn't feel like it?
No, I mean, they're torturing you. All for the greater good, of course. The end result is always worth it.
I know.
But I told you when you're like, oh, what should I expect about having braces? And I'm like, well, geez, I got mine in like sixth grade. It's hard to remember, except what stuck with me was that it always was, you're going to get them off next time. Oh, we're going to take them off next time. We're going to get rid of that spring that's cutting up the inside of your mouth next time. And I got to the point where I was old enough to not be crying over braces, but I would leave crying to my mommy. Mom, they told me that this was going to be the time they would take them off. And they freaking lied. And she said, Taylor, shut up. I'm paying too much money for you to whine and cry about one more month.
She's like, I'm about to start whining and crying here in a second. No, they told me that last month, and now this month they're saying I am 9 months out from braces should be off in 9 months.
Yeah.
And then we will get jaw surgery a little bit closer to that, like the end of 9 months.
Yeah.
Because you basically want to have the surgery done, and then there won't be much more left to do with the braces, and then they'll be off. I'm looking at 9 months. So the next appointment is when we're supposed to be 9 months out, right? So from April, 9 months would be January. And I'm like, great. However, that's a little. Well, not great because we plan on getting married at like December, me and neighbor man. Do I just wait it out? But now I'm like, do I even bother? Because they're probably going to be saying 9 more months. And then it won't be until, I don't know, 2028 when I get these stupid things off.
Well, that's tough. I don't know. I didn't have to think about it because I was in eighth grade. I was like, thinking about getting married. I don't know what to do in this situation.
Can I cry to your mom, actually?
Yeah.
I feel like your mom will solve everything.
Yeah, she'll tell you to shut up and wait it out. We need to talk about your wedding and my role in your wedding.
Me. It's about me.
To catch everybody up, you're having a small private ceremony.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you asked me to be your officiant.
I did.
I haven't done much since then.
I just told her and that was it.
You did give me a heads up that you're planning for like end of year, early next year, whatever. A timeline. So I got time. I'll figure it out. It's just a Google away, okay? To get my...
I'm sure you can get it in like 24 hours.
Yeah, I'll get certified or whatever. Ordained. I'll figure it out. But I actually... It crossed my mind the other night because I finally was able to catch up on Love is Blind this most current season. It's garbage, by the way. Horrible. But I was watching through a different lens when it came to the wedding episode because I was watching the officiants and taking notice of how does a wedding go? I have no idea. I don't know. Most of the time you're like, oh God, it's hot. I'm fanning myself with the program they gave me. And you're not paying attention to what they're saying. I was paying more attention. Now it's a little different with Love is Blind because they kind of have a script of like, these two people met sight unseen and will they prove this love is blind or whatever. And in that moment, I'm like, now what am I supposed to say up there?
I just assumed you'd be funny is what I was hoping.
Well, don't say that.
Well, me and neighbor man, we're hoping for that. We're
a
like
a comedy skit at your wedding.
We said that you can ad lib, and if you want to add some funniness in there, you can. It's just the parents.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? It's just our parents that are going to be there because it's very small, very intimate.
Yeah.
If you cracked a joke, you're really just not impressing my dad. That's about it.
Well, that's terrifying. I care mostly about what your dad thinks.
I feel like I just came up with a brilliant idea, and I need to tell you about it. You were just telling me about how you've been watching Love is Blind, and it's getting to the wedding part, so there's officiants involved now.
Yeah.
And you're looking at it through, like, a different lens because, well, you're going to officiate my wedding at the end of the year, and so you were taking notes. I'm like, well, what if our listeners invited you to their wedding.
Mm.
Now, we don't have to eat the food, mm-hmm. right? Because I can understand that's expensive, but just let Taylor come to the ceremony, and she's going to take very detailed notes mm-hmm. of how it goes. What's the timing like? What does the officiant say? What does the couple getting married say? Things like that. And then you could report back of what you learned. Because I feel like you can only learn if you got firsthand experience.
100%. And if you ask me right now, the last wedding I went to, what did the officiant do? I have no idea.
Because you weren't paying attention.
I wasn't looking through the lens of the student.
No, she's just like, when's the shots coming, baby?
Yeah, I might still be doing that of yours, but that's beside the point.
We had the honor of speaking at Boulder Peak Intermediate School over in Marion.
Yes.
And when we walked in, which, by the way, shout out, because I know they always want a shout out. So shout out to Boulder Peak. Thank you for letting us be there. Really appreciate it. As soon as we walk in, you're like, wait a minute. Haven't we been here before? Which I know we've been there before. But as soon as you said that, I'm like, well, wait a minute. I swear we were just here last week. But I know we weren't because that's not the name of the school we were at. We were not at Boulder Peak last week. But this, why does everything look the same? And we were getting so confused.
Oh, I clocked it immediately because it's a really nice school. And I feel like we pay attention especially to being like, oh my gosh, these are way nicer than the schools like uh-huh. we grew up with.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, you guys, this is nice.
Uh-huh,
this
you guys got nice.
And I just was like, I'm not crazy. This is more than deja vu. I feel like we were just here.
But we weren't. And so finally, the students that were leading us to the class hear us talking about this and they go, well, our school is exactly like Hazel Point. And we're like, clock it. That's where we were. Like
yes.
last week, we spoke at Hazel Point, and now we're at Boulder Peak. They're literally, apparently identical. So I asked the kids, I'm like, why'd you guys copy their school?
And they looked at you in the way that you deserved, which is crazy. Why would you say that? And why would they know? You think they were part of the design process?
I don't know. I figured it was something they rumor, like rumors be rooming around the school, and they talk about who copied who. I don't know.
No. I think you just ended up looking like the crazy lady.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We've been talking a lot about wanting to get off of our phones more,
mm-hmm.
Hence Unplug with Those Girls. Check it out, KZIA.com or on Facebook if you happen to be scrolling. But we're trying to pay attention to how much time we can spend off of our phone doing things in real life. I think my phone heard me talking about that. And I saw something on TikTok of this new phone coming out called the Nothing Phone. Apparently Nothing is the company. It's really big over in the UK.
I like that.
But it's like a double meaning. So the company is Nothing and it's really big in London. It sounds like they're going to be trying one over here in the US, but they just came out with a new version of the Nothing Phone, which is very simple. It kind of mimics the style of an older phone. It looks like an iPhone, kind of.
Okay.
The back is a lot more simplistic. The screen's a lot more simple. But they're claiming that this phone, the Nothing Phone, can break your doom scrolling habits. And to that I said, okay, touche. What are we talking? Are you going to zap my finger if I'm scrolling on TikTok for too long? Kind of. On this phone, not the zapping part, but it's going to allow you to set schedules and time limits for yourself for specific apps. So you could choose like, okay, I'm going to wean myself off of scrolling on Facebook for 6 hours a day to maybe five. Now four, now three, now two, now one. And then it also says that it blocks harmful content. I don't know if that's like AI produced content or things that you have to set up, like kind of like it's like parental controls but for yourself. So people are really excited about this. Like, it's kind of, how many people have you heard be like, I want a flip phone, and you're like, you would never survive with a flip phone.
No, but doesn't the iPhone, I haven't done it yet, and I've been thinking about it a lot lately, can't you put like time limits on certain apps?
Can you?
I thought you could. I thought you could.
I'm like six updates behind, so I don't know.
No, but this makes me think of another TikTok that I saw that I thought was such a cool idea, that this family, this mom was talking about how their family, instead of having, you know, growing up us in the 90s and the 2000s, we had the family computer, right? It was always in the living room or, you know, in the basement
or something. The computer
room. Exactly. And it was everybody's computer. It was not designated to dad or mom, but everybody could get on it. And you could only have it for like a little bit of time. Instead of having the designated computer, they have the computer, or they had the family phone, and it's the family iPhone. The rest of the family has like rinkety dinkety, like can't do anything on their kind of phones, old school phones, right? But the family iPhone is if they want to shoot a TikTok or if they want to watch TikToks or things like that. That it's supposed to stay in like the kitchen or something. You don't like that? Oh, I love.
See, this is where my Gen Z comes out.
Why do
you? You could not pay me to share a For You page with my brother. Ew.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Today we had the honor of speaking at Boulder Peak Intermediate School, and we noticed almost right away that something was really distracting in the room for the students, each class that we spoke to. However, it wasn't really that distracting to us. It's the wind. And I know that when I was a kid and I was in school, anytime something was happening outside, like snow or whatever, I would be distracted. But the wind in their building, oh my gosh. To me, it sounded like bongos. Like, it sounded like somebody was playing the bongo and was like, let me tell you a story, kids. Like, it was really, really loud. And I don't know, like, why. Maybe it was hitting the-
I think we were in a corner. Like, we must have been, because all of them, when they came in, we had a couple of classes. It was like the first time they had heard it. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, they weren't hearing it all over the building. We must have been just right in a spot that something was clanking on the sidewall or the ceiling or who knows what.
But it sounded like bongos to me, to be quite honest with you. You don't think so?
I did not hear a bongo for a second.
What did you hear?
I agreed with the kid who said, it sounds like there's a body in the
closet.
Like the closet behind me. And I was like, that sounds exactly right. It sounded like somebody was trying to escape a file cabinet.
You know what? I could see that. But I noticed that it was distracting for them. However, it didn't really faze us.
No.
Like, we were still talking and talking and talking. And I think that's because this job has really just trained us to, well, the microphone's on right now. And if something were to happen, somebody just came running into the studio, or we've had, like, the lawn guy doing lawn, mowing the lawn before. Mm-hmm. We can't let those things distract us because mic's on. We can't really restart this talking. Like, I can't just be like, oh, let's redo, Taylor, you know?
Yeah, we must yap.
We must yap until yapping is over. What is actually distracting for me is when I can tell the kids are whispering, because I went in on the tea. What are you talking about?
Oh my God.
Do I have a booger in my nose? That's distracting. Not the bongos or whatever was happening with the wind, that tunnel that was happening inside the room. No, I want to know, what are you whispering about? Do I have a booger on my nose? Do you want to ask me a juicy question? Like, have I ever swore on the radio? I know you want to ask that.
Oh.
I know you do. You know? That's what's distracting for me when we speak in front of school sometimes.
I didn't even notice that.
Really?
And you know what I want to do now is, if it's while you're talking, I want to go get in on the tea. I want, what are you guys?
She's going to walk to the other side of the room and go, what are we talking about?
Yeah, we can trash on her. Let's do it.
Hi, we're Those Girls in the Afternoon, and we are dumb.
If this classifies as being dumb, then I accept it.
It wasn't there an episode of SpongeBob where he just kept saying he was dumb? He's like, I think I'm dumb or something. I swear.
I'm ugly and I'm proud. I think that's what you're thinking of.
Okay.
I also resonate with that.
We're ugly and we're proud and also dumb because we don't know directions. We know one direction. That's about it.
Yes. Bring it back.
That's about all we know. But we went and spoke at Boulder Peak today, and on our instructions of like where to park and like where to enter the school, they were like, go to the west side. And I looked at you and I'm like, you know where the west side is?
I'm like, are you kidding me? I have to use my GPS to get to work sometimes. That's like, not a, I'm not, that's not a joke. I will own, I am directionally challenged, okay?
She does. Anywhere, anytime we've ever been together, I'll be like, oh, let's just go downtown, you know, let's grab coffee. She's like, I gotta get my GPS. I'm like, it's downtown Cedar Rapids.
It's a safety blanket.
We've gone there 100 times.
It's a safety blanket. So with that, why would I ever know a direction?
I know
the
some-
only north I know is west. Shout out, Kim.
I know some people can look at, they're like, well, based on the sun.
No.
And I'm like, no, no, I'll never understand that. I'll never know whatsoever. Thank God the iPhone came out with a compass however many years ago. Because when they told me to go to the west side, I got my compass out for us. And I said, Taylor, it's that way. And I literally just pointed to you and I said, go that way, Taylor.
That's all I need. I literally can't tell you how many times, like, I feel like it's very much a dad thing.
It is.
It's like, what way is the window face? And you're like, Dad, I don't know. My boyfriend Curly's dad was asking about my parents' new house. And he's like, oh, what side of this main road is it on? Is it on the north side? And I'm like, okay, I hate to disappoint you because I'm about to. I don't know. What do you mean? I don't know where north is.
I'm ugly and dumb and I'm proud.
Yeah.
You and I were just talking about how, well, we're not the smartest when it comes to directions. We don't know north, south, east, west. I feel like I forgot something, but you know, one of those directions.
I think that's all four. I think.
And today we got directions and they told us to go west. And I looked at you, you looked at me, and we're both like, I don't know where west is. Couldn't tell you. So luckily they have the compass out on your phone and we were able to use that to get us where we needed to go. But I can't stand when people ask us for directions. Maybe they're, you know, visiting from Florida or California, whatever. And they're like, hey, where's downtown Cedar Rapids? And I'm like, well,
in the downtown.
In downtown area.
Yeah.
But this is when I try to act smarter than when I am. And I go, well, if you head west and you go past McDonald's.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Three times. When have you ever done that?
Dude, I lie and I say go west. I don't know which way west is, but I just try to sound smarter. I'd be lying about which direction.
Where did they end up?
I don't know.
Have you heard from them since?
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Well, you actually inspired tonight's trivia question.
Why?
She's like, what did I do?
Don't tell on me. What did I do?
No, you act like you're a criminal, which she might be. Still investigating that one. No, you were talking about, you've been off Monday and Tuesday for your birthday. Then I was out sick yesterday.
Yeah.
But when you were out, you took a little road trip for your birthday.
Yes.
To outside of Chicago and do some shopping.
Yes.
That inspired tonight's trivia question.
Sweet.
It takes couples an average of 40 minutes to do this after starting a road trip. What is it?
I can definitely speak to this because we were in the car for 3 hours.
So what all did you do in those three hours?
Yeah, wouldn't you like to know? You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Not all things do I want to know if you're getting weird over there.
No.
There's a side road for some things. Okay.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It takes couples an average of 40 minutes to do this after starting a road trip. What is it? What am I saying?
Oops. Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Taylor inspired tonight's trivia question because you went on a little mini road trip for your birthday.
I did. We just decided
to... The heck with it.
Yeah. I wanted to go to a big old mall. So I was like, why don't we just drive into Illinois? We ended up like 20 minutes outside of Chicago. At that point, it's like, why didn't you go to Chicago? But that's beside the point. It was still 3 hours in the car there and then 3 hours back.
You okay?
I'm fine.
Well, we're talking about road trips for tonight's trivia. You don't sound fine.
My butt still hurts.
I don't doubt that.
There's no butt pain quite like taking a road trip.
Mm-hmm. It takes couples an average of 40 minutes to do this after starting a road trip. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 6007 said to nap.
That was you. You were passenger princess. When'd you nap?
I didn't nap on the way there. On the way home, I probably was about 40 minutes because we had just eaten Portillo's. I was full. I had my bun warmer on.
Ugh.
And, yeah.
That rest was history.
Until he started yelling at semis.
Then the rest was not history.
And I was very angry and awake.
Elizabeth and her mom said, and her mom, Robin, said, what did they say?
They said,
start fighting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the whole reason I don't know is we have our question and answer and a Trello page, and then obviously we have the text line. So we try to move things over so we're not moving tabs. Taylor forgot half
I
that
only
text.
I put their names.
It's just Elizabeth and Robin just texting saying, hey, how
sorry.
You doing?
Sorry. 4383 said, realize they forgot something.
Is that really the text?
Yes, it is. Okay. I didn't forget anything in that one.
Get it? Because it's forget something? Sorry.
That's why I make lists for packing. Uh-huh. I'm never that girl.
I know you are.
I'm not.
I know you are. It takes couples an average of 40 minutes to do this after starting a road trip. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in 3 minutes.
Did you do a packing list even though you did not stay? Because I have seen your packing list. They are intense.
They are comprehensive. No, because we didn't stay overnight. I did. I made sure we had snacks. I had a snack bag packed.
Nice.
I made sure that I had a phone charger in my car.
Good.
In case my phone died. I hounded my boyfriend Curly to make sure he had a phone charger, but he insisted he wouldn't need it. Guess whose phone was dying on about the last 30 minutes? His was. And that was about it. Oh, water. So it was a mental packing list.
Oh, my God. I hate to tell you this, but I think you're ready to be a mother. Look at you.
Yes, I am.
You are ready to take the kids to soccer practice. You came with a list and everything. Look at you. I'm very proud of you. You got your mother instincts in you already. Look at you.
Oh, I'm ready for Disney.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight, it takes couples an average of 40 minutes to do this after starting a road trip. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
It takes couples an average of... Where's the good music to go with this? 40 minutes to start arguing after a road trip.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get my kind of like fighting music on.
Right.
For this.
Rage.
Yeah. You took a road trip.
How
long did it take for you guys to have maybe a bickering moment, a little argument of some sort? Just like in the driveway. No, I'm just kidding.
Not in the driveway.
Oh, my God. Was it really early?
Well, honestly, not long after getting on the interstate.
Wait, why?
Because the man drives like a freaking maniac, okay? May I?
The floor is yours.
May I?
I've got the music ready for it.
Number one, he drives too fast. Number
really?
Two. Yes.
Okay.
He thinks everything is like an F1 race. It's not. Number two, he gets too close to people.
Ugh, he's a tailgater.
Oh my God, I'm like, hey, I can smell their freaking beef jerky because we're in their back seat right now. And then number three, he was driving my car. We took my car.
Oh no.
So I'm extra sensitive.
Yeah, if you crash it, it's me who's buying it.
Yes, and I have the, okay, so you know when you turn your turn signal on, newer cars have like sensors and it'll go ding, 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 ding if somebody's in your blind spot. My car does that. He don't care. He's like, I wasn't actually going to go over yet. And I'm like, I'm going to have a panic attack if you keep doing this to me. So it was a very long 3-hour drive.
At that point, you have to look away.
I had my eyes shut. And then you know what he did? He yelled at a freaking semi. So it was not a peaceful road trip.
Semi, you were great. We appreciate your hard work.
I apologize to that man. I do.
She actually had like a I'm so sorry sign ready to go because she just knew that he knew that he.
I did because we started arguing after probably 4 minutes, not 40.
We were just talking in Let's Get Quizzical. If you missed the question, it was it takes couples an average of 40 minutes to do this. After starting a road trip, what is it? It's after 40 minutes, they start arguing on a road trip. Well, you had taken a road trip for your birthday. You went to outside of Chicago to do some shopping. And I was like, okay, I want to test this trivia question. How long did it take for you to maybe have your first like bickering moment, maybe your first argument, whatever, first annoyed moment in the car? And you were like, within 4 minutes, hopping on the interstate, I was already annoyed.
Because my man drives like a maniac and his road rage, I feel like, has gotten, not actual road rage, but the amount of chirping that he does while he's driving.
Yelling at people.
Man, he's sensitive these days that I was like, I can't handle this.
Okay, so I feel like I have the complete like polar opposite of a man, because neighbor man drives like a grandma.
Really?
I'm not, even grandmas and grandpas drive faster than him. He literally goes so slow, and I hate it when we're in a rush, we're in a hurry, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe go five over. He will not do it. Oh. He is so slow. He stays at the speed limit, and he has zero road rage. It's me who's yelling at the person in the car saying, really? How dare you, and things like that. Yes!
Yeah, I guess I could see it. I feel like any extreme, it's either like, you're doing too much, or can you do give it a little more, please? Uh-huh. They're both annoying. But I would rather that, because I wouldn't be fearing my life. Sometimes I'd be gripping that snap handle in my car, you know?
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.